Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about
Agreeableness. Something, no.
Yes.
No comment.
I agree with you. No comment. agreeableness is the fourth of the big five that we're talking about, and it has to do with the kinds of interactions a person prefers, mm-hmm. and kind of ranges from anywhere from compassion to tough-mindedness to blinders, and not agreeing at all to very easily agreeing.
Right, because we talk about people as, oh, he's an agreeable chap,
right,
or he's
right.
He's an agreeable person. Doesn't necessarily mean that you go along with everything.
Right.
But it's somewhere, I like that spectrum mm-hmm. thing that you do.
Yeah.
So this spectrum is between what and what?
This spectrum is between
compassion.
Compassion, sort of, yeah.
Thinking about others.
Right. All the way to sort of tough-mindedness or single-mindedness or maybe we'll go back to rigidity. In thought and in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
As we have every day, let's review very quickly about why we're even talking about this stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Personality is really important for us to talk about because it is basically how we sort of, why we do what we do, why we interact
right.
with other people the way that we interact with other people, mm-hmm. why we have expectations and sort of perceive other people's actions and mm-hmm. intentions the way that we do.
That's right. And how we respond to the events in our environment.
Right.
Are you an agreeable person? Are you a curmudgeon?
Right.
I'm a
Yes, I agree.
You get older, you become a curmudgeon, right?
Yeah. I've heard that.
You're about to experience it firsthand.
I can tell.
That's right. No, we talk about people becoming irascible as they get older. But just disagreeable, just testy and disagreeable and argumentative. That's at one end of the spectrum. The other end would be easy to get along with,
yeah.
Comforting, easy to talk to.
Right.
My mother's very agreeable.
She's
very easy to talk to. She has a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Other people are sort of less open. Some of her children are less agreeable than their mother.
I'm not going to name names.
I won't. Okay.
But so let's talk about some of these attributes. So
mm-hmm.
one of the attributes that we often associate with agreeableness is how trusting the
That's
person
right.
is. Mm-hmm. And so when we think about how trusting a person is, again, when we think about this spectrum,
mm-hmm.
it could be anywhere from a person who very easily and wholeheartedly trust others,
right.
To person who doesn't trust other people at all.
Right.
It really works. They really have to work hard to gain the trust and to get to a point where they can trust other people.
That's right.
With information, with responsibility, with all of those things.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were talking about that I think it was their father or something, really doesn't trust anybody, and it's real difficult for the kids to work with him because he really, the message is always the same. You can't
mm-hmm.
trust anybody.
Yeah.
And that's it's kind of a dour, negative message to give to your children.
Yeah.
You can't
yeah.
trust anybody.
Yeah, it's difficult. So. And you can see certainly how life events can contribute to something like that.
Right.
And so, but we'll talk about that on another
mm-hmm.
day, perhaps
yeah.
Saturday. So, but before then, another attribute that we often associate with agreeableness is sort of just the overall compliance with that the person has with other people. So
right.
does the person really go along with whatever everybody else is doing,
right.
whatever others have agreed to,
mm-hmm.
or is the person, again, sort of rigid and, sticks with what they perceive as the
right.
most appropriate decision and what they want to do and what they see as best?
I'm smiling because I think of dietary restrictions.
Yes.
People will say, well, where do you want to eat? I have no dietary restrictions
right.
at all.
Yeah.
And I eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
I will eat absolutely anything. And people will say, well, where do you want to eat? And I said, well, I'll go anywhere. And they have dietary restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
They can't go anywhere they
right.
want because they have restrictions.
Yeah.
They can't eat hot food. They can't eat this food. They can't eat that food. But they're very compliant. They'll say, oh, I'll go anywhere.
Yeah.
I just won't eat when we get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's stupid.
Did you just say what I think you said? Are you talking about me?
No. Talking
you
about
better
somebody
not be talking
else.
About me.
Talking
you
about better. Somebody else I'm very close to. Never mind.
Okay, I'm not going to.
We're getting in trouble. We'll both be in trouble.
We will both be in trouble.
At this rate, I'm the only one who's going to get in trouble. There's no reason for you to get dragged into that.
Look, all right. I'll agree with that. So another attribute is sort of the amount of sympathy right. the person has with other people.
You sympathy know, how, and, yeah.
Yeah, and sympathy empathy. And empathy and, right. and how they can associate or appreciate mm-hmm. the other person's emotions and feelings and experiences. You almost said something again. No, that's going to get you in trouble.
No, this one. Remember Dr. Taylor? Mary Lou?
Yeah.
She had high degree of agree. You have a pretty high degree of agreeableness. I hate to say that. I hate to, you know.
I agree.
You have a high degree of agreeableness.
Oh.
When you get frustrated with yourself. You don't get frustrated with
right.
others.
Right.
You know? Which you have a high degree of agreeableness. High degree of agreement.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
So as you were saying earlier, we have this spectrum
right.
From someone who is not very agreeable at all mm-hmm. to a person who is very agreeable.
Right.
And again, as is always the case, either end is okay. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's an issue or that it's a personality disorder mm-hmm. or anything like that. It just means that you know, the extent to which you possess or demonstrate some of these
right.
attributes that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so people who are on the less agreeable end of the spectrum, they again, kind of tend to be sort of tough-minded. Sometimes people refer to them as stubborn.
Right.
They resist the ideas or the intentions or the pressures of other people.
That's right.
I have family members who are very tough-minded, less agreeable. And, you know, some positives that go along with that is these individuals are much less likely to be victims of peer pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not just going to go along with the crowd. Yeah. They will make a decision that they want to make. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter that 99 other people are doing it. If they're the 100th person, they will be the 1% that does not... that does not go along with that. So, you know, that old question, well, if all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you, these right. people would not.
Right.
No matter what.
That's right.
Unless they wanted to. Right. Now, if they wanted to, you're not going to stop them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's their determination.
They're tough-minded. Right.
Because they're tough-minded.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certainly some positive attributes of that in.
Right.
Some negative attributes, of course, are that they are less flexible.
Mm-hmm.
They're less amenable to things. And so it's difficult sometimes for them to work in groups unless they are in a leadership position
right.
or in a decision-making position. It's otherwise difficult for them in groups.
But they don't make good leaders because
right.
they tend to be disagreeable.
They make great dictators.
Right, that's right.
But not as good
And that's what
teammates.
Was good about Mary Lou, that she had this wonderful, she was sympathetic and empathetic
mm-hmm.
and just very easy to get along with. Even if she didn't agree with you, it was a gentle disagreement.
Right.
You know, it wasn't. And she was flexible enough that...
Because she was sympathetic and all that.
Right. If she needed to change her mind, she did so easily.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that leads us, of course, to the other end of the spectrum with people who are very agreeable. And these individuals are very flexible.
Right.
They tend to entertain and attempt to accommodate other people's
mm-hmm.
ideas and thoughts and perspectives.
Right.
They're very good in groups. Sometimes, again, on more extreme versions of this, they don't make very good leaders either because they tend to want to, you know...
They want to make
They want to make everybody happy.
That's
they want
right.
to be completely flexible,
right.
and you just can't. Sometimes
can't
you have
do.
To make a decision.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there are some challenges associated with that end of the spectrum as well.
Right.
But generally speaking, these individuals, as we were just saying, are very sympathetic. They're very amenable to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they really care about other people's feelings and thoughts and
right.
you know.
And the difference with this particular characteristic is that in the previous ones we talked about when you move beyond the end of the spectrum and get into pathology,
right.
psychopathology. In this case, it could be problematic if you're at one extreme or the other.
Right.
If you're too accommodating or you're not accommodating at all.
Right.
It's not necessarily pathology.
Right.
Like we've seen in other cases, but it's just, it's going to be very difficult for that person
right.
to get along with other people.
Right. Yeah. I find it difficult. You know, we're often asked here in the practice to do evaluations of people, of parents and individuals for mm-hmm. legal cases and mm-hmm. things like that. And it's often very difficult because you'll have people on this sort of personality spectrum who are very, very rigid and who are very, much less agreeable than you would like. And it doesn't, as you said, it doesn't really get to the perspective of pathology.
Right.
But they are still very rigid and they're going to do it their way and that's it. It's not a pathology that really requires mm-hmm. quote unquote treatment.
Right.
But yet it also is significant enough to cause some problems for the person and right. some issues, especially again when you're dealing with legal issues and things like that. So it is really challenging. Mm-hmm. I find it very challenging in those kinds of situations doing these evaluations because, you know, the types of recommendations that you have to make right. at those times, there's not a lot. There's mm-hmm. there's not a lot of things to say and do with people who fall into sort of that category.
Right.
So it's really challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are, again, as you extend beyond that, there are some pathologies out
yeah.
there.
Right.
Because on the extreme end towards the agreeableness end,
right.
you have concerns, you have issues associated with like dependent personality
right.
disorder
mm-hmm.
And anxiety disorders mm-hmm. and things like that where people just can't make decisions on their own. They
right.
they rely on other people to make all their decisions mm-hmm. for them. And so, you know, again, now we're talking about people who can't even perform typical daily functions
right.
without somebody telling them what to do or somebody guiding them and helping them make every decision they need
yeah.
to make.
Mm-hmm.
Again, on the other end, the less agreeable end, you have some of those anxiety
right.
Issues and that rigidity and sort of, you may even, if we're thinking about personality disorders, you may even fall into the category of like antisocial
right.
personality and
that's
those
what
kinds
you
of
get
things.
At the other end. You,
right.
The extreme end would be antisocial.
Right, because mm-hmm. you're not sympathetic or empathetic mm-hmm. for other people,
right.
you know.
To the really, point of almost being predatory. I mean,
right,
you're actually
right.
dangerous and destructive.
Right, you're willing to take
mm-hmm.
advantage of other
right,
people
right.
to meet your own needs and gains and things
exactly.
like that. So,
yeah.
So yeah, you have issues on both ends. So,
mm-hmm.
But you know, generally speaking, you know, agreeableness is one of those that you don't really. The closer you get to either extreme, the potential you have to have some more problems and more issues and stuff.
Right. Yep.
So you want to sort of be
in
the spectrum
right.
A little bit more. So.
Right.
All right.
Yep.
Anything else with the agreeableness?
That's it.
All right.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, that is it for this episode. We have one more.
We
and
do.
The next episode, we're going to talk about neuroticism, which is going to be exciting to talk about. So until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.